Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again, joining me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Fresh back from a trip to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Right. Since 2007, I believe, the center has been part of an organization, well, not an organization, a network of rural organizations across the country. It was started by the Kellogg Foundation, and now it's being kind of launched off on its own life. It was called Rural People, Rural Policy to begin with, and the intent was to bring together a number of rural organizations and teach them how to network so that would give rural America a voice to federal policymakers.
So was your group sort of charged with specific kinds of things?
No, actually it's divided geographically.
It's geographical.
Yeah,
okay.
And ours was called the at-large group. We were from states that didn't fit into any of the other groups. So
you were the island of misfit toys.
We were, exactly, and we are. And I think we were the group that was expected to probably not function well because we had nothing in common except we were all rural. And our group has actually done very well for itself. And one of the first things that our group did was divide into working groups. Transportation was a big one, and that includes road transportation and public transportation.
Sure.
So the folks who are desperate for transportation funding are interested in this group, but also the people who are advocates for the handicapped are interested in this group.
Sure, and people who are advocates for small business because of the infrastructure needs
exactly,
of business.
Right. And we have an economic development group. We have a group concerned with immigration issues, and a healthcare group, and a broadband group.
Do you feel like there is sort of a forward progress on all of this?
Definitely. And this is just in our particular group. The transportation group has made definite movement forward. They've talked to people at the federal level. They've gotten attention. They're talking and collaborating with people in other groups of this Rural People Policy network and groups outside of that. So they're really taking off. The immigration group is starting to collaborate with other people, building wider connections, wider networks. The healthcare group has come up with some very interesting ideas that they're working on with recruiting Native American kids to go to medical school and then go back to their hometowns and be healthcare professionals and doctors there again. And so we've had some really definite progress just in our one little group.
So is this something that will then continue to move on? I mean, will you have further meetings and further explorations?
That is absolutely the plan. In fact, a lot of this meeting was talking about how we were going to keep ourselves going after the funding from the Kellogg Foundation ends.
Well, best wishes on that effort, and thanks for sharing on some of the really cool things you guys are doing. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.